Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Listen after the podcast for more information about TPC DeQuincy.
Thank you, Lord. If you have your Bibles, would you go to the book of Proverbs tonight, chapter 23. We're going to look at verse 7. Once again, to all of you that are here, thank you for being with us. We would love for you to join us in our Daniel's fast. We're not just doing it because we enjoy fasting, but we enjoy the results. Lives being transformed by the power of Almighty God. We're going to be praying for this community. We're going to be praying for this region, for our state, our nation, and even our world, knowing that God, when you get serious by prayer and fasting, God will get serious with you. And if you need something to happen, why don't you write it down and say, Lord, this is what I'm praying and fasting for and believing for this week. And I promise you that God hears those who cry out to him in desperation. And the Lord, I'm believing that we're going to hear some stories of miracles that are going to happen in people's lives. I want you to look now at the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, and let's look at one verse, verse 7. The Bible says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Father, I just thank you for your word, and I ask you to anoint my mind and my mouth. I pray that the hearts of your people would be open to receive in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. You can be seated. God is far more interested in changing our mind than he is changing our circumstances. I'm going to say that again. God is far more interested in changing our mind than he is changing our circumstances. We want God to change our circumstances. We want him to take away our problems and our sicknesses and our illnesses and our pains and our sorrows and our sufferings and all of the sadness. And God says, yeah, I get that, and that's important. But really more important than that is what's happening in you. I have found out that it's not nearly as important as what's happening to me as what's happening in me. Because even though some things may not be great, the scripture instructs me to give thanks in all things. The scripture instructs me, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. So God is far more interested in changing your mind before he changes your circumstances. I'm going to talk tonight for just a few minutes on detox your mind. Why do we need to detox our mind, Pastor? Because no change takes place in your life until your thoughts begin to change. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Why is it important that at the beginning of the year, we go in, so to speak, and just kind of do a survey of our thoughts? Why is that important? Because our thoughts control our life. Your body never goes where your mind hasn't gone first. If you find yourself at a liquor store, you just don't wake up and say, man, how did I get here? I'll tell you how you got there. Your mind went there first, and then your body followed. If you find yourself at a place you shouldn't be, you're like, man, I don't even know how I got here. That's a lie. Yes, you do. You started thinking those thoughts. It may have been 3 days ago or 4 days ago, but your body never goes where your mind hadn't already taken you. Yeah. You know what? You very seldom ever just go out on a whim and buy a new car. You're normally looking at it online. Going by Tarver and looking at them. You're normally thinking, man, I want a new truck. Somebody told me the other day, I was talking about a Ford. They said, buddy, I'd never buy a Ford, so you don't even have to worry about that. Well, for all you Chevrolet or Dodge, it don't matter. You're thinking about what you want before you ever get it. Because you don't go anywhere that your mind don't go first. That's why we got to detox our mind. Because that's the battleground for the enemy. That's the battleground for the enemy. Most of the battles in life are mind battles. And if you can win in your mind, you can win in life. It's more, ladies and gentlemen, than just feeling the Spirit. And my, haven't we felt it? But I want you to do more than just feel the Spirit tonight. I want you to go out and face tomorrow in victory. I want you to wake up on Tuesday. And I don't want the devil slapping you all upside your head. I want you to control your thoughts and say, you know what? I'm going to wake up. I may not feel the greatest, but this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. If you don't think it, you don't do it. And that's both good and bad, because if you're thinking good thoughts, then you're probably going to do good things. And if you're thinking bad thoughts, you're probably going to do bad things. Why? Because your thoughts control your life. Look at your neighbor and tell them, your thoughts control your life. That was weak, but I'll let you slide. One translation of Proverbs 4:23 says this: be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. We're always interested in our feelings. Well, I don't feel this, or I don't feel that, and I don't know. No, listen to me. Your feelings do not shape your life. Your beliefs do. Your feelings do not shape your life. Your beliefs do. And it doesn't even have to be true to shape your life. If you believe it, then guess what? If you have believed that you're not all of that, then guess what? You're not going to feel like you're all of that. If you've had people put you down and tell you, you know, you're just ignorant, you're a moron, you shouldn't be more like your brother, that's probably not even true. But if you adopted it as a belief, it helps to shape your life. And now you think, man, I can't do anything right. And you go around saying, I'm just an old clumsy bum. I would encourage you to change the way you think, because just because you was raised maybe in a family that didn't believe in you doesn't mean God doesn't believe in you. This is what I want to tell you tonight. You can change the way you think. How? But you can get in the Word of God and begin to transform your mind through His Word. And God can begin to bring you out of those situations that had control over you in your past. But when you get the baptism of the Spirit, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Do I have some witnesses in this house? I got to detox my mind. Why? Because that is the mind is the battleground for sin. It's where I win or lose the battle. In fact, all temptation, say all. All temptation happens in the mind. You know what we think? We think, man, you know, out there is tempting me. Boy, that girl is tempting me. That guy is tempting me. That drink is tempting me. This is tempting me. Whatever it may be. And we think it's out there. Can I tell you, if there wasn't a desire on the inside, the temptation wouldn't occur. It wouldn't occur. So it's not out there. We want to blame it that it's out there. We want to blame it on the devil. And yes, we do have a devil. Yes, I understand that. But if there was no desire in here, there would be no temptation out there. When you squeeze some toothpaste, you probably don't get carrots. You're probably going to get what's inside that tube. And when you get squeezed, you know what's going to come out? What is in you. And if there is lust there, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody, the enemy, something's going to come and parade in front of you, and you're going to be like, woo-hoo-hoo. But you can't tempt a person to smoke if they have no desire to smoke. The desire has to be on the inside of you. And then you have to go back and you say, you know what? My mind is the battlefield. And so I've got to learn how to control my thoughts, because if I don't, this is where the enemy's going to whip me. Listen, brothers and sisters, you can rejoice tonight and feel like you've been in a boxing match with the devil come Wednesday. Do I have any witnesses? See, all temptation happens in your mind. When we talk about the sins of pride and lust and bitterness and hate, envy, jealousy, resentment, all of those things, where are they at? They're not out here. They're right here. If you learn how to manage your mind, you're going to learn how to manage your life, because that's where the battleground is. And the reason why the battle is so intense is because your mind is your greatest asset, and Satan wants to control your mind. and the world wants to control your mind. I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm talking about what I know to be real. The enemy wants to control your mind. Are y'all with me? Why? Because whatever gets your attention gets you. Whatever gets your attention gets you. Buddy, if she's not in your future, don't stay focused on her. If he's not in your future, don't stay focused on him. If this is not in your future, don't stay focused on it. Why? Because here's what I know. Whatever gets your attention gets you. Can I get a witness? Here's another reason why we need to detox our minds, because it's the key to peace and happiness. Did you know that managing your mind is actually the key to peace and happiness? I believe I can prove that in Philippians chapter 4. There's four things. I talked about it this morning in Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8. Number one, it says this: be worried for nothing. You say, Pastor, I can't do that. No, you can't in your flesh, but you can through the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to be worried about anything. Why? Because when you're worried about it, then it robs your peace and it robs your sleep. Here's the second thing you got to do. You got to pray about everything. If it's worth worrying about, then don't pray about it. But if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. Because then you know what you can do? You can have peace in your heart. Can I preach again? Because worrying about it's like sitting in a rocking chair. You're doing a lot of motion, but you're not getting anywhere. It's not going to change your past, and it's not going to help your future. It's just going to mess up today. God said if you'll pray about it, then you can have peace. If you don't worry about it, you can have peace. Then he said, if you'll just give thanks in all things, I'll bring you through. And you're trying to figure it out. You can't figure it out because God wants to bring you through. And if you've got a problem man can solve, you don't have a problem. You only have a problem when you can't solve it, because God wants you to know, yes, you're smart. Yes, you're great. But this is something you can't bring yourself through. So if you'll just rest in me, I'm going to bring you through. And when I bring you through, then I'm going to get all the glory, because that's what he wants. He wants glory for your story. But you can't do it by yourself. You got to say, God, I can't do this. Quit trying to be your own CEO. You're going to screw your life up. Pardon my language. But when you say, God, you're my CEO, then guess what? Now you can go somewhere. Now you're getting somewhere. Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have used that word. But y'all know what I'm saying. See, a toxic mind, you know what it leads to? It leads to tension. A managed mind leads to peace. A toxic mind leads to chaos, but a managed mind leads to confidence. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says it like this in Romans 8 and 6. If your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. And by the way, what is death? It's the opposite of life. In other words, you're not really living. You're not really living. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is life and there is peace. See, a lot of people don't realize that you can control your thoughts. You say, my thoughts are uncontrollable. No, you think they're uncontrollable, but you can control your thoughts. In fact, nobody else can. One of the few things that you actually have control over, you don't have control over the weather. You don't have control over the stock market. You don't have control over what President Trump's going to say. Mm-mm. You don't have, oh, Lord help us. You don't have control what your neighbor's going to do, right? You don't have control over the weather. There's so much that you don't have control over. And we want to control all of that. And the very thing we do have control over, we say, I can't control that. Yes, you can. Here's what the Bible says: casting down every vain imagination. Which means you take that thought captive. I have literally been walking down the road and out loud say, devil, you're a liar. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know that wasn't me. The devil dropped a little bomb on my brain. Have you ever been praying? Come on, I need some honest folk. You've been praying and all of a sudden the devil dropped a bomb on your brain? That's not you. That's the enemy. He wants to get your mind to wonder. Isn't it amazing? You can stay on social media 3 hours, but you get in this Bible and you start falling asleep. You think that's a coincidence? No, you have an enemy, the devil. You know what he wants? He's trying to get in your brain, making you think thoughts that are not yours. And the Bible says you can control your thoughts. How do I do it? I take every thought captive and I say, I'm not going to think on that. I'm not going to think on that. I take that captive. That's not me. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to walk in victory. I'm going to walk in health. I'm going to walk in prosperity. I have any believers in this house tonight? Talking about, yes, you can control your mind. Satan can't control it. He can make suggestions. He can put thoughts and ideas, but he can't control it. And God isn't going to control your thoughts. If you're praying, oh God, I'm having bad thoughts. God, I'm having depressive thoughts. God, I'm having nightmares. God, I'm, oh God. That's fine. You can pray that. All right. But listen to me. It doesn't really help to say, God, change my thoughts. You know why? Because God's going to say, change your own thoughts. I gave you the power to change your thoughts. I gave you the power. See, this is why, brothers and sisters, you say, why do I need the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit empowers you to take every thought captive. The Holy Spirit empowers you when the enemy says, this, go this way. The Holy Spirit says, no, go this way. When the enemy says, do this, then the Holy Spirit says, no, do this. And it gives you the power. But if you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit, you are an open target for the enemy. And he's got a threefold agenda for you, and that is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why if you do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you need it. You need it. I need it. We all need it. Why? Because we got to have that spirit to empower us over the work of the enemy. And if we don't, he tries to destroy us. But greater is he that is in you. Come on, somebody. Stand to your feet with me and clap your hands and give God some praise in this house. Just remain standing. To free my mind, I have to focus my mind. You know what I got to focus it with? I got to feed my mind, brothers and sisters. Just like you feed your body. You feed your body three times pretty much a day, right? You know what? You got to feed your mind. What do I feed my mind with? I feed my mind with the Word of God. I feed it with the truth of God's Word. Scholars say that there's 7,000 promises in the Word of God. Guess what? You can take every one of those promises. Every promise is yours. You feed your mind with, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and I am not the borrower. God is my healer. God is my righteousness. God is my peace. God is my holiness. When I walk in, I'm blessed. And when I walk out, I'm blessed. That is the word of God that you feed your mind. David said this. He said, morning, noon, and night, I'm going to think upon your word. That's one of the reasons why David was a man after God's own heart. Because morning, noon, and night, he was constantly thinking about the word. The word, the word. You shall know, brothers and sisters, the truth. And the truth will set you free. Can I just preach a few more minutes? Listen, where anytime there's sin, I can tell you something. Anytime there's sin behind it, there's a lie. Anytime. There's sin behind it, there's a lie. So the devil says, you know what? If you get that bottle, that's going to cause you to forget all your problems. It's a half-truth. It may cause you to forget them for a few minutes. But then guess what? You're back. And your problems didn't leave. They're still there. Now you're hung over a commode and your problem's worse. If I can just get her. Here's an amazing thing, y'all. Amazing thing. They say that one of the most beautiful women in the world, I don't believe that because Janet is, but that's right. Oh, that is right. Woo. Y'all, I got to tell y'all something. My daddy used to get up and say all the time, he said, there's two things that turn me on. That's the Holy Ghost and my wife. I said, amen, daddy. Woo. I adopted that saying. Well, the world says that Jennifer Aniston is one of the most beautiful women in the world. I don't agree with that, but whatever. Brad Pitt was married to her, right? And guess what? He left her. And he went to Annie Jolene, whatever her name is. Now I think he's gone from her, isn't he? You know why? Because let me tell you something. The enemy will make you think if you get her, buddy, you got it. You can marry the most beautiful lady in the world. But I'm going to tell you something. That ain't going to solve your problems. You can marry the most handsome stud in the world. That ain't going to solve your problems. Because you know why? The enemy wants to make you think that this one has it. So I'll leave her and I'll go to this one. Then you do it this one for a little while, and then the enemy makes you think, well, maybe she's got it. And can I just tell you, lust is a spirit that can never be satisfied. Never. It can never, ever be satisfied. The reason why you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight is because the only thing that can satisfy you is the presence of the Lord. And in His presence there is fullness of joy. And at His right hand there are pleasures. There are pleasures forevermore. I don't know what you're facing tonight. I don't know what you come to this church with tonight and you're facing, and you've got things, destructive thoughts that are in your mind, lies that you are believing. Somebody in this building tonight, I just don't believe that you came here by accident. I think God wanted you to hear this word. You know what needs to be delivered? Your mind needs to be delivered. Your mind needs to be liberated. The only way that can happen is when you say, God, I can't do this by myself. I'm hastening to a close. But if you haven't gotten anything I said, I want you to get this. This is very important. You will always act in accordance to the way you see yourself. You will always act in accordance to the way you see yourself. If you see yourself as nothing, you will always act as nothing. Can I tell you tonight that I understand that in my flesh there's no good thing. But I know this, I'm valuable because of the price that Jesus paid for me. And I am, and I say this with all humility, but I say this, I am a son and a child of the King. My mother may not be queen, but my Father's King of everything. Would you bow your head? Lord, tonight there are people that are trapped in the prison of their own mind. God, there are people that are here tonight and they're saying, how do I get out? I'm so tormented in my mind. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Lord, I'm praying in the next few minutes that there would be strongholds tonight that are broken. My wife mentioned it earlier, strongholds. People that have come in tonight with strongholds in their mind. Lord, there is power in this room, power in your name and in your blood to break every stronghold in the name of Jesus. If you're here and you're comfortable, I'm going to ask you to just place your hand upon your friend or your neighbor's shoulder. If you know them well enough, if you don't do it. But I want you to start praying right now and say, God, I'm asking you to break every stronghold in their mind right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking TPC to lift up your voice. Let's see God do something in the last few minutes of this service. Strongholds that are broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Minds that you're gripped by fear and doubt and worry. I'm telling you, that's not the will of God. You can walk out of here tonight with your mind free in the name of Jesus.
We pray that today's message has blessed you. For more about TPC DeQuincy, go to our website, tpcdq.church. Please join us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m. TPC is located at 301 West 4th Street in DeQuincy. TPC, loving God and loving people.